Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Bodies of those killed in a stampede at a northern Indian Hindu religious gathering on Tuesday were transported to a hospital as the death toll reached at least 116 people, authorities said. A local administrator told reporters the incident happened due to overcrowding. Stampedes and other accidents involving large crowds at religious gatherings and pilgrimage sites have happened in the past and are often blamed on poor crowd management. Opponents of France's national rally stepped up their bid to block the far-right party of Marine Le Pen from power on Tuesday as more than 200 candidates agreed to pull out of this weekend's runoff election, according to local media reports. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
The dropouts include those who finished in third place in the first round of voting, and they are quitting the race as part of a strategy to create a Republican front to block the anti-immigrant Eurosceptic party. Le Pen's party came out well ahead in Sunday's first round vote after President Emmanuel Macron's gamble on a snap election backfired, leaving his centrist camp in a lowly third-place position behind the national rally and a hastily formed left-wing alliance. Still, it was far from clear national rally could win the 289 seats needed for a majority.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. Donald Trump's sentencing in his hush money case has been postponed until at least September 18th, a major reprieve for the Republican former U.S. president. The judge agreed on Tuesday to put it off while weighing the possible impact of a new Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. Trump had been scheduled to face sentencing July 11th on his New York conviction on felony charges of falsifying business records. He denies wrongdoing. This is VOA News. Officials with U.S. President Joe Biden said on Tuesday he will launch a public events blitz to push back against pressure on him to leave the race after last week's disastrous debate. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tells MSNBC asking about the president's halting performance is legitimate.
To say, is this an episode or is this a condition?
At the White House.
He had a cold and a bad night.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre spent nearly an hour fielding questions about the president's performance and mental state.
I'm not going to discount what the American people see or feel.
He will meet this week with Democratic lawmakers and governors, do a network TV interview, visit two states, and hold a press conference.
We want to turn the page on this.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the United States will soon announce an additional $2.3 billion in security assistance for Ukraine to include anti-tank weapons, interceptors, and munitions for Patriot and other air defense systems. Austin's remarks came on Tuesday as Ukrainian Defense Minister Rustem Umerov met with him at the Pentagon. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban urged Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to consider a ceasefire to accelerate an end to the war with Russia in a surprise visit to Kyiv on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
Orban has the warmest relations of any EU leader with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The outspoken critic of Western military aid to Ukraine held talks with President Volodymyr Zelensky during his first trip to Kyiv in more than a decade. He also said he valued Kyiv's push to promote Zelensky's vision of peace at an international summit in June. Ties between the neighbors came under heavy strain after Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine on February 24, 2022. Budapest has often opposed the European Union efforts to support Kyiv.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Palestinian families were seen streaming out of a southern Gaza city after the Israeli military ordered an evacuation of much of Khan Yunis. One family fled north to a site inside an Israeli-declared safe zone, but hours later an airstrike hit the building, killing 12 people, most of the women and children from the family. The evacuation order has also triggered a panic flight of staff and patients from one of Khan Yunis' main hospital, which the Red Cross said could no longer function. The new exodus is the third in as many months, driving more Palestinians into packed tent camps with squalid conditions. I'm Joe Ramsey.